Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning our area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey and Allegheny Counties, Carmen Long. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Pleasure to talk with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. I hope you are as well.
I am indeed, and we have a really good topic to talk about. Of course, February, everybody knows, is Heart Month, and part of a healthy heart is exercise, and that's kind of what I want to talk to you about. And be honest with you, wintertime is not the great time to exercise, but obviously there are more ways to exercise than you could imagine. And one of those I think we're going to talk about today is specifically walking. Is that right?
That's right, Danny. It's really scary when we think about that every 25 seconds an American will have a heart attack or a stroke. So this is a great time of year during Heart Month to think about ways that we can be more physically active to reduce our risk for coronary heart disease.
Well, and I know that a lot of us I think we've been better educated of late, but a lot of us in general don't think of walking as exercise, but it's really a great exercise, isn't it?
It is, and the American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of exercise per week, okay. Moderate exercise. And so if we take 30-minute walks 5 days a week, that gets us those 150 minutes in. So it's actually not that hard, but it's just getting up and making ourselves do it.
Yes, and especially in winter, because there are elements involved. There are good days. In fact, you can make just about every day a good day to walk if you know
what
you're doing.
We just have to be a little bit more prepared. So when we think about walking smart in the wintertime, one of the things is to make sure we're dressed appropriately, and dressing in layers is the key. Mm-hmm. Several thin layers are better than one bulky layer. As we walk, we're going to get warm.
Yep.
And sometimes we think it's too cold to walk outside, but once you get moving, you actually warm up rather quickly. So you can shed layers once you get a little bit warmer, and so you don't sweat so much. It's important to dress in those layers, wear a hat, and also some gloves. So just kind of remember those things that our moms told us when we were kids, dress appropriate for the weather outside.
So smart clothing is important, and also it makes it easier walking. When you're in with bulky coats and stuff, it's just not as easy to walk, and of course
not
you're going to
get comfortable.
Yeah. How about what do we need to do about our feet, shoes and stuff?
There again, pay attention to what the weather conditions are outside. We need to make sure we wear sturdy boots or walking shoes that have thicker soles or deeper treads, especially if there's any water on the ground. We need to make sure that we're walking where there's no snow.
Mm-hmm.
We need to walk in well-lit areas so we can see ice. And it's important when you think about those shoes that you're wearing to wear shoes that will fit the socks that you need to wear. So if it's really cold outside, you might need to wear a heavier pair of socks.
Right.
You don't want to wear shoes that are too tight.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's the Area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education with both Surrey and Allegheny Counties now. And obviously, February, Heart Month, and we're talking about exercising. One of the great exercises is walking, and ways to do that in the wintertime. Smart clothing, smart shoes, and what else is a good thing to do?
It's a lot more fun to walk with someone, so try to find a walking buddy,
mm-hmm.
family members, friends, even your dog is a great walking buddy. That's kind of like a treadmill with fur.
Yeah.
And they will encourage you to get out and move. Even on those rainy, dreary days, they still want to go for a walk. So get outside and enjoy some physical activity, and also building the strengths of friendships with family members. It's a great time to catch up with someone, and it makes the time go so much quicker when you're actually walking and talking.
My wife and I really find it a great way to sort of catch up on each other's lives, to talk about what went on that day and, you know, what's coming up. It's a good time to do that.
My husband and I, we really enjoy walking together. It's just nice quality time that's kind of uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So make it be that special time. Another thing to think about when you are walking is to make sure that you are visible.
Yes. Yeah.
And walking with a buddy also helps with the security issue, mm-hmm. especially in the wintertime. If you would slip and fall, it makes it a lot safer to have someone with you.
Right. Yeah. What kind of accessories do we need as we walk, Carmen?
We need to make sure if it's sunny, of course, you're going to have sunglasses on. This time of year, more than likely, if you're walking after work, it might be dark. So it's important to make sure you have reflective clothing. You can also purchase LED lights. Even your dog leashes and collars can mm-hmm. be lit up. Just something to make sure that people see you. Wear light-colored clothing and walk in well-lit areas.
Carmen Long is our guest on Extension today here on WIFM, and we're talking about exercising, specifically walking, and the smart ways to do it in the winter months. Another thing that at times I've accused my wife of finding a route that's uphill both ways, but I guess you really need to choose the route you take carefully, right?
You can, and you do get a little bit more physical activity when you're walking on those uphill routes, so she's really taking good care of you, Danny.
Yes.
She's trying to look out for your health. But make sure you walk where there's plenty of drains. Make sure you pay attention to which streets are going to be cleared first. If you live in an area that tends to get a little bit of snow, it is easier to walk on cleared spaces than it is snowy spots, although that's kind of fun in the wintertime as well.
If people have questions, Carmen, anything about Heart Month and how we keep our hearts healthy and maybe more exercise questions, you're there to help us, right?
We sure would be happy to help. In Surry County, you can call the Cooperative Extension Service at 401-8025, and in Allegheny, you can call 372-5597. We've got lots of great ideas, and we do have some ideas for individuals who aren't able to get out and walk outside. You can walk in your house, just turn some music on and turn on the radio and do some movements inside. You can, you know, do some marching in place, stepping, walking around your home inside is great as well, just as long as you get that physical activity in. Sometimes we think about ways that we can exercise during commercials. That's a good way to move more. And so think about, are there different, you know, exercises that you can do seated or things that you can move around and do during those commercial breaks?
Really important to, in some way or fashion, get that heart rate up and get things going.
And there were some real cute ideas of things to do with your kids. And one was to actually create a game of commercial cards. And you would put physical activity ideas on slips of paper or cards, and every time during a commercial you would pick up a card, and everybody in the family needs to do that physical activity for as long as that commercial lasts. And it's actually amazing how much exercise you can get. We did one once that you took a balloon and tried to keep it off the ground during the whole commercial break, and you almost broke a sweat during that amount of time just with something so simple as that.
That is a great and fun idea, and it's great family activity, so everybody's involved.
And as adults, we sometimes forget to play. That's something that as we get older, we just don't take time to do. So this is a great opportunity to do some fun things for you. They're going to be helpful for your heart as well.
Another reason we always look forward to talking with you, Carmen. I appreciate it. You're getting plenty of exercise working both Surry and Allegheny counties. Carmen Long, the Area Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education for the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry and Allegheny County. Thank you so much for visiting with us today, and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.